From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A warning issued over U.S. security threats. The United Nations Security Council is holding a private briefing Wednesday on the humanitarian situation in Syria, where government forces backed by Russian airstrikes are waging an offensive against rebels in Aleppo. The operation has sent tens of thousands of people fleeing the northern city toward the Turkish border and raised alarms with the United Nations and aid groups who fear a humanitarian disaster in the region. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said his country has not closed its borders to more refugees, though it has not admitted the wave of Syrians who have arrived in the past few weeks. In a speech at the presidential palace today, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, "What does the United Nations say? Open your border to the refugees? What are you for then? What are you for if it is that easy? Until now, we've taken into our home 3 million Syrian and Iraqis. What did you take? Which country took that many refugees?" Russia has repeatedly rejected criticism of its military operations in Syria, which began in late September, backing President Bashar al-Assad. Russia's stepped-up aerial bombardment in Syria is expected to be a focal point for the United States and other members of the International Syria Support Group when it meets this week in Germany. Secretary of State John Kerry on Tuesday raised his concerns during a joint appearance in Washington with his Egyptian counterpart.
Russia's activities in Aleppo and in the region right now are making it much more difficult to be able to come to the table and to be able to have a serious conversation.
The ISSG, which includes Russia and Iran, is meeting Thursday on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference. This is VOA News. The African Union Force in Somalia warns al-Shabaab militants are planning to disguise themselves as AU soldiers to carry out attacks. AMISOM says it has information al-Shabaab fighters plan to dress in AMISOM uniforms and carry out atrocities in parts of Somalia controlled by the AU force and Somalia's federal government. The goal, it says, in turn, is to turn Somalis against AMISOM, which has protected the government for the past 9 years. The South African opposition on Tuesday asked the Constitutional Court, the country's highest, to rule on whether President Jacob Zuma broke the law by spending over $20 million on state-funded security upgrades of his private home. Those security upgrades, well, they would include a swimming pool and an amphitheater. And last week, the president said he was prepared to repay some of the expenses of the upgrades. Human Rights Watch is calling on Uganda to publicly state that security forces are legally bound to protect freedom of assembly and the right to peaceful protest in the days leading up to the nation's February 18th election. It said that recently, one ruling party official, Kasule Lumumba, was recorded telling people in the local language of Luganda that if people protest election results, the state will kill your children. Human rights groups have documented cases where children being shot to death by security forces during public demonstrations in Uganda, including a two-year-old in 2011. Kenya's Olympic Committee chairman Tuesday did not rule out the possibility of skipping the Summer Olympic Games in Rio this year over the Zika virus epidemic. The mosquito-borne disease may be linked to birth defects, prompting concerns among athletes and sports officials. Socialist Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire Donald Trump have won their respective Democratic and New Hampshire primary caucuses. VOA's Jim Malone is in New Hampshire.
After a disappointing second-place finish in the Iowa caucuses, the self-styled non-politician known for blunt talk enjoyed a victory lap in New Hampshire.
We are going to make America so great again, maybe greater than ever before. I love you all.
But the surprise in the Republican race was the second place finish by Ohio Governor John Kasich.
There's magic in the air with this campaign.
In the Democratic race, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders scored a major victory over frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
The government of our great country belongs to all of the people.
Clinton urged her supporters to look ahead to upcoming primaries where she is favored. Jim Malone, VOA News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.